You're listening to NewsHour from the BBC. I'm Razia Iqbal. Taiwan now, and President Tsai Ing-wen used her inaugural speech as she begins her second term to reject Beijing's idea of one country, two systems. She also demanded that China learn to coexist with the island. She said Chinese leaders should deal with Taiwan using the principle of parity. Her remarks were almost immediately rejected by Beijing, which considers Taiwan part of its own territory. A Chinese spokesman said the island's reunification with China was an historical inevitability. Taiwan is a self-governing island, but is recognised as an independent nation by only a handful of countries. I've been speaking to Shirley Lin. She's a visiting professor in world politics at the University of Virginia and is also the author of Taiwan's China Dilemma. Does she think this kind of reaction from Beijing is all too predictable?
Whatever President Tsai says today would have provoked Beijing because she represents a party that has a history of prioritizing safeguarding Taiwan's autonomy more than the opposition, the KMT, which Beijing favored. So is Beijing provoked? Yes, but it was inevitable, not because of what she says. She didn't say anything new or provocative, but because she has, since 2016, her first term, refused to say what Beijing wanted her to say, and has tried her best to reflect what the Taiwanese people believe.
Are we just to view this as a war of words, and there will be perhaps a more pragmatic approach or a different approach from both sides, or is this just setting it in stone now?
I think it depends on Beijing. She has been pretty steady as a moderate, widely viewed as too moderate, perhaps, by younger voters. And she won her first term on the platform to rebalance Taiwan's relationship, which is viewed as being getting too close to China under the last KMT president, Ma Ying-jeou. So more importantly, Tsai refuses to say that unification will be the country's ultimate goal. Instead, she called for peaceful coexistence between the two sides and to call on China not to challenge the status quo, and rejecting, most importantly, China's model of one country, two systems for unification, which was raised for the first time as a way for Taiwan to be reunified only last January. So this is a new trend that Beijing and Taipei are seeing a bigger gap than ever before, because the younger voters in Taiwan are also feeling less and less Taiwanese.
And how will
Chinese?
How will what's coming out of Washington play into all of this? When President Trump won office, he called President Tsai Ing-wen shortly after he was elected, and the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, and Joe Biden openly congratulated President Tsai on Twitter. Is there a kind of bipartisan paradigm emerging in Washington?
You're right in that while Beijing and Taipei are going separate ways in the last 30 years, more and more so in the last few years, in the shadow of rising U.S.-China tension, and especially under Trump, Taiwan has also become an important member of the Indo-Pacific strategy, leading as an emerging democracy in Asia-Pacific. And as you noted, there's bipartisan support now. There's a paradigm shift happening in the U.S.-China relations, that it is really changing the way Taiwan has to deal with both very important partners, however, both China and the U.S. But the U.S. really is still continuing to operate within its one China policy, having diplomatic relations only with Beijing and rejecting Taiwan's membership in international organizations that are open only to sovereign states.
Is there a sense in Taipei then that Taiwan might become a pawn in all of this?
Well, I think middle powers are inevitably going to be pawns, but there is agency in what Taiwan does. So, for example, in the last few months, President Tsai has seen her support level risen by double because of the way Taiwan has fought off the pandemic. And this is something that is very special, that has led the U.S. to support Taiwan's joining the WHO as an observer.
That was Shirley Lin, author of Taiwan's China Dilemma, speaking to me from Taipei.